Well, it is Tuesday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and as I mentioned earlier, we are in completely in Ordinary Time. We've been in the season since the day after Pentecost. However, as you know, on the past two Sundays, we've had special solemnities, the last one being this past Sunday was Corpus Christi, and I'm sure you've heard my homily. If you haven't, you can hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com and go to archives, listen to yesterday's show on WROL. So that's the WROL shows are the higher numbers, and the WEZE programs are the lower numbers. So that's how you can tell. They're all three-digit numbers, and the higher ones are on WROL, and the lower ones on WEZE. And I have them all in one podcast, just so you know. And it just made it easy. It made it easy to do the podcast, made it easy to listen to and do everything else. I still have another channel, which I'm probably going to use for full-fledged interviews, and we're kind of working on that process as well. But anyway, we are here on Tuesday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time. And of course, this is a real interesting time, not only because we're opening up after a whole year and more of dealing with the pandemic, but also at the same time, it's summer. Some of our churches are starting to open up, but people haven't come back, and we've had low numbers over at the English-speaking community over at St. Anthony's, and, you know, growing numbers in the Portuguese-speaking community over at St. Anthony's. And so we want to invite people to our 10 o'clock Mass if you'd like to be part of helping us rebuild the community at St. Anthony's. And we're an interesting parish because we are surrounded by the Harvard Business School and everything thereabouts. So it's kind of an interesting parish. So in the evangelical world, they have something called church planting. And what church planting is somebody goes to open up a church, and they essentially begin this church reaching out and evangelizing and everything else to bring people into the church. Well, this is an opportunity for us as Catholics to church plant at St. Anthony. So if you're interested in helping us to build this church, build the community, we have two communities. So I'm talking to the English-speaking community, interested in helping us to build this community further as we invite people from the community back. Please consider, if you're living in the Alston area, and you're welcome to come over to the parish. And actually, I should extend that. If you're living in the Alston-Brighton area, is best way to put it. However you want to define the Alston-Brighton area, that's up to you. If you're living in Cambridge, but what we want to do is we're working on building up the 10 o'clock Mass. So let me know what you think, and feel free to come over. In the meantime, this is a great opportunity for us to think of the story of Gideon. And one of the reasons why I want us to look at this is really to understand our situation within the context of Gideon. If you don't know the story of Gideon, it's in the book of Judges. And it's the famous story where he had to fight a battle against the Amalekites. And he had 30,000 men, and the Amalekites had roughly the same amount. But God said, you know, if you fight this battle right now, you're going to win, and you're going to consider yourself the reason why you won. So I don't want that to happen, because that'll make you prideful, and obviously when we become prideful, we distance away from the Lord. So what I want you to do is I want you to follow my instructions, and when you follow my instructions, you'll eventually come to a number, and with that number, you will win, you will fight and win the battle. But you will know at that point, it is my doing, the Lord says, and not yours. And so the Lord begins this process where he's speaking to Gideon, and he begins this process where ultimately he whittles down his number of men to down to 300. The other team, the enemy there, the Amalekites, still have their 30,000, and they whittle them down to about 300. Well, how are you going to fight the battle with 300? So what ultimately happens is they grab some noise-making, I think it was like plates that they're going to break. They grab some candles, and they take all the 300 men using the candles and the plates, and at night they light the candles and they break the plates. Well, that makes a sign of 300 people making this great noise, and they see the 300 candles, and the Amalekites immediately start thinking, well, if we can see these 300 men making these powerful gestures, then there must be so many more that we can't possibly defeat them. And they retreat, and Gideon wins, as the Lord promises. So it's a form of deception they use, but it works. And right then and there, Gideon knows that it was through the Lord's grace that he won the battle. And so the Lord was on his side, and it demonstrated very well that truth. Now, one of the things I want us to think about in light of that is that tactic, a similar tactic, and not exactly the same thing, but the same genre of tactic, was used by Patton in World War II to help defeat the Germans. What they did is, this is absolutely true, I mean, everyone knows this, knows anything about history, but he fought a battle with the Germans using inflatable tanks. Honest true, a whole inflatable army. Apparently, Patton was really upset that he was actually, this was after he had slapped that soldier, and a lot of trouble happened over it and everything else. And so he was sent to this special unit of inflatable tanks. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to Bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, where you can connect to the parish there. You can also check out our Substack newsletter. You can send us feedback for the show. You can also send us prayer requests. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can do all of that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, I look at the statistics of who goes to that website. I don't necessarily know who goes to that website. And I don't. Some websites have this little thing that they actually videotape your the use, someone uses the website, know exactly where they go on the website, videotape. Did I say that word? Yeah, I guess I did. They don't use videotape. I haven't used that in a long time. But anyway, they video, and so they record. Well, I don't have that turned on. I refuse to do that. I just don't like the feeling of being able to look where people connect. Well, other people can. On other websites, they actually can do that. So I have a general idea of who is on the website, only in location. I have, you know, like, for example, somewhere in the 02134 area code, for example, roughly in that area, I can tell someone was on the website. But here's the thing. According to the statistics, a lot of people on a regular basis are going to the website directly. So that means they're doing it from the radio show. They hear the radio show and they go right to the website. So I think that was kind of interesting. They go right to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Sometimes I'll link it to, like, on Reddit, to maybe the podcasts or something else. You know, I'll purchase some ads for Catholic AdNet, so Catholic sites. And but I know people are listening to the radio show and going to the website. And so if you haven't done that, I'm going to invite you to do that as well. So anyway, we're getting back to the inflatable army. So what happened was, they wanted to, I think this was actually Normandy, they wanted to invade Normandy. But what they needed to do was, they needed to get the Germans to believe that they were coming in from across the British Channel. So they set up this inflatable army to make the British, the Germans, think that they were coming across the English Channel. And so if they used a telescope, they used surveillance and everything, you'd see an army there. As long as you didn't actually get next to the army, you'd be fine. And apparently, from what I understand, the tanks, inflatable tanks, were built on a farm, and a goat attacked one of them. The whole thing just deflated, and this farm is going, what in the world is going on? But it worked. It's this form of deception that worked, where using the same kind of genre of idea, it worked. The Germans expected the invasion to come from England. It didn't. It came through, I believe it was Normandy, and there it was, and they weren't ready for it. So powerful reality that that happened not only, as you can see in the Bible, but we can also see the technique was used at other times. And there was a story, I'm not sure which battle it was, but there was a battle, I think it was in either World War I or World War II, where the British general had the Bible in front of him and used the topography that was in the Bible to know how to fight the battle, and it was all accurate. Fascinating little stories there. But one of the reasons why I bring up the Gideon story is, as we rebuild the church, we're in that Gideon situation where we turn to the Lord and says, this isn't us building up the church, this is you. And so if you want the church built up, you're going to have to do this. And here in the Catholic Church, this is an important thing to understand. In the Catholic Church, we've gone through a hard time, and people will turn around and say, well, we're going to destroy that Catholic Church. And there are people in our country who do want to do exactly that, and all the other religious communities as well. And they're going to try to destroy the church. Obviously, they aren't part of the Christian community or any of the other religious communities. These are people who really want to see the end of churches in general. And here we are, and the Lord has really made everything difficult for us, where we have to turn around and say, Lord, if you want us to build this church, you're going to have to do it. And once you open up those words, you're walking down the path of Gideon, and trust me, the Lord will do that. So we're inviting you actually be part of that process. If you'd like to, please consider praying for us if you're listening to this, and maybe offer a rosary a day, or rosary a week even, if you could do that. And consider, if you're looking for a place to come to church and you don't normally come to church and you live in the Alston-Brighton area, come visit us for the 10 o'clock Mass. 10 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And in the meantime, you have yourself a blessed day, and we will be back tomorrow right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. See you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.